Sometimes you get a good feeling. What's up, guys? PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Yes, it is the vibe check. We're just checking in this morning. We do this every day on the show. So
yes, we do.
Hit us up. Are you in your good vibes? Tell us why. Halloween is tomorrow. It's 75 degrees today. Tomorrow will follow. Where's our friends at?
They are here and ready to ride with their good vibes. Who is the first one? We have Emily. Emily says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this morning because my costume is finally came from Amazon, and I'm very excited.
Oh, we love that. What's the costume? You got to tell us.
I know, right? And did you return it afterwards? Or will you return it afterwards?
Will you?
That's the question.
Okay. I wonder what the busiest neighborhood is for trick-or-treating in all of Rochester.
I think it's the one in Irondequoit that we saw on the news. The one that they go all out with the decorations. If you're in that neighborhood, well, my friend lives in there. If you're in that neighborhood, you have to have to the nines decorations in your house decked out. And
yeah,
he said that people have been doing drive-bys of just like scoping it out, checking it out. I said, how many pieces of candy did you buy? He said, 500 to 600.
Yeah, I had a friend that dropped $200 on candy.
Like, that's wild.
I mean,
better you than me.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with the costume. Hope it fits like a glove.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great.
Amy!
We took a day off and slept in, so I'm feeling recharged and going to take Vaughn and Romeo to the park yesterday.
She's going to take him to the park yesterday?
I'm sorry, to the park today and enjoy the nice weather. Have a great day, guys. Yeah, it's going to be nice out. Amy, gotta get outside. Gotta get outside. So important to get outside, especially, I mean, listen, tomorrow is going to be a high of 78, and then probably November 1 on Friday is going to drop down to like 40, so I would just send it right now.
Yeah, you better get after it. You're going on the boat.
I am.
Going on the boat
tomorrow. I really am.
I love it. We were not this comfortable last year around this time. I'll tell you that much.
No, we were not. This person says, feeling good, waking up to the score of the Yankees game. Let's go.
11-4 last night. They absolutely crushed it. You know what's happening right now. The Yankees are teasing us because they're going to go back to Yankee Stadium tonight. Most likely lose it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be that guy. Well, I don't want to be that guy. But
these things happen.
I was excited last night before I went to bed. Yesterday, I had a self-care day.
Mm. What'd you do?
I went and got a haircut, and then I went for a run.
Nice.
And then I went to Lumos, did a cold plunge, did a sauna.
Yeah.
And then I made a really nice, healthy dinner. Some salmon, some rice, some salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good day yesterday. Tomorrow night for Halloween, I'm going to my brother's. Because, you know, every year they do the fire pit in the driveway. Everyone dresses up.
Mm-hmm.
They order a bunch of sheet pizzas. It's like five of us.
I love it.
Do we need three sheet pizzas for five of us? But it's fun because now it's the twins' first Halloween. They're only 9 months old.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that.
All right. And then mine for today, good vibes. I'm going to the movies tonight with my girlfriend. I'm excited to see, I think it's called like A Moment in Time or something like that, with Florence Pugh, my queen.
Which theater do you go to typically?
The Regal in Victor. Or I like the one in Webster, AMC, but it's kind of far.
Anybody been to the Apple Cinema yet in Pittsford Plaza?
Yeah, I have. It's nice. I mean,
it's pricey.
I just don't like eating in the dark. So, yeah.
Why?
I went to one of those like movie taverns one time in Syracuse. And I like bit into my burger and
oh, you're getting full meals.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a full restaurant, and like I bit into my burger and there was like tomato and stuff on it, and I told them not to put it on there, so it's like
That's, and you'll never go back. You wrote a Yelp review and everything like
not
that.
Not into it. So.
Nope. Done. Took one horrible time to you're done.
Yeah, I just don't like eating in the dark. And then I went to Toronto one time and my girlfriend at the time took me to this restaurant that was pitch black. All the servers were blind.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this. I was going to go to one out in Los Angeles. I never made it.
It was very strange.
That entire experience, pitch dark.
Pitch dark. Not one speck of light.
And so they want to give you a feel of what it's like to be blind. And the servers are blind.
Yep. It was crazy. And I was like, I was like eating my chicken with a knife. Not me slicing my mouth open.
That's interesting. No dim lights at all. Not even one. You hear everybody talking?
Yeah. I was like, that's wild. I hope no one opens fire.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you went to that thought. Okay.
Or there's a fire or an emergency of any kind.
They probably have figured this out by now. Mm. I'm sure that came up in a meeting.
For sure.
Dozens of people, you guys, came out yesterday to hear the results of a community survey that they took about what's going on and the problems they're facing on Monroe Avenue. You probably won't be shocked to hear the percentage that says Monroe Ave is not safe. But we'll go ahead and tell you what they plan on doing with that coming up for the big story of the day next on PXY. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Dozens of people came out yesterday to hear the results of a community survey they took about the biggest problems facing Monroe Avenue today in Rochester, and to also share some solutions they came up with. But 1,000 people took the survey. 15% say, yes, Monroe Ave is totally safe. Most likely, those 15% saying it live on the opposite side of the city.
150%.
Over 68% agree that Monroe Avenue is ready to support new local businesses. But, I mean, they would like to see public safety improved. There's no point in opening new businesses
just for it to get smashed in. And no one's going to want to open a business there. Sorry.
Not right now, especially with these statistics. But this person says, I took the survey because Monroe Avenue is not as safe as it used to be. I got my leg broken by criminals just last year. It said Lisa Jacks, the owner of Park Avenue Pets. And she shared her feedback on possible solutions to the crime happening on Monroe Avenue. Revitalizing Monroe Avenue pretty much begins and ends with having the Monroe Theater occupied with a business where people go in and out all day long, and it is a vital part of the avenue instead of a boarded up, derelict hole in the avenue with junkies and homeless and drug dealers, she said. She's very passionate about the topic. God. And, you know, roughly 100 people were at the coalition meeting, including neighbors, business owners, clergy, police, city council members. Everyone was there, and they came together to celebrate the positive results from the survey, but also are looking to improve the negatives. And one of those huge negatives is a lack of public safety. But right. The coalition will hold its next meeting, which is going to be a brainstorming session on December 2nd. And the coalition also plans to apply for grants to bring more money into the neighborhood. Same thing they did with like Main Street there, where they're trying to get rid of that eyesore at the corner and revitalize it. They want to do the same thing Monroe Avenue. And it's needed.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've driven down there at 2 a.m. Where do we used to go after the bars?
I definitely wouldn't do that.
Mark's Texas Hots? That's on Monroe Ave, right?
I definitely wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't really go down Monroe Ave that much. So
you should start.
No, I'm so good on that.
You would bring such a vessel of white light to the area.
I'm so good. No, thanks.
So we'll see what happens with that. But they are looking to put their heads together and collectively make Monroe Avenue a better place. Coming up on the show,
let's make Monroe Ave great again.
We have a woman by the name of Carla who's going to be calling in on the show to give a little PSA on why allowing your child to go trick-or-treating is the worst thing you can do for your kid. These are her views, not ours. She texted in yesterday after the show, demanded we share this. We said no. You can do it, though. And I get holidays may not be everyone's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason she's giving on why this holiday needs to be put to a stop, I just find it so bizarre. But we'll get her on the phone with us coming up next on PXY. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. Thank you guys for starting the morning off with us. Carla is officially on the phone now. Long story short, she sent us a text message after the show yesterday and says Halloween and trick-or-treating should be canceled. And you too need to let people know. And of course, we said, absolutely not. For one, we love Halloween. And two, if you think it's such a terrible holiday, then you should call us up and tell us why yourself, which she agreed to do. Let's get around with us. Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the vibe here? Because we got your message yesterday or your text from after the show. I'm glad you decided to be the one to come on and share how you're feeling about Halloween, because these are not the views of Breezy and I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not trying to be one of those crazy listeners, because God knows you guys have your fair share.
We sure do.
I did want to come on and just share with parents that this whole Halloween trick-or-treating thing, it's just getting so ridiculous more and more and more every year.
Okay.
You know, Halloween was created for consumers to buy more candy and plastic. Right.
I don't know any of
we understand this, that it contributes to the environmental crisis.
Well,
I feel like everything does. But yeah, go on.
I'm a fan of Reese's or 100 grand.
Well, it's also kind of a demonic and offensive holiday, especially if you're Catholic. OK, I have been baptized.
Same.
And the whole nine. OK.
Mm.
Now,
confirmed.
Look at all of these unhealthy kids today. We've got that going, too. Right. Kids that are just fat, and the parents are walking around and they're wondering, why is their kid a diabetic?
Well, it's just one night out of the year.
Okay, Carla. I don't think
Halloween one night out of the year contributes to the obesity factor that's taking place in this country.
The kids aren't turning diabetic on November 1.
So. They're walking around going door to door begging for candy, and they fill these pillowcases to the brim. They don't eat it all in one day.
Of course not.
Well, you know,
no.
I live in Pittsford, and God forbid I close my blinds and shut the lights off, because I don't want to participate in this. Now, I have to peek out my window all night waiting for some kid idiot to start egging my house.
Has that happened before to you?
Well, not yet, but it's bound to happen.
Okay, Carla.
Well, with that attitude, Carla, sure.
Yeah, you're definitely, that's called divine intervention, but okay, continue.
By the way, Carla, have you always felt this way about Halloween? Like, when did this start? Did you as a kid ever go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, when I was a kid, we participated a little, but this has just become so out of hand. And honestly, it is such a stupid holiday. I started a Facebook group about it.
Oh.
More and more people are agreeing with me. Kids today, they are tired, they are fat, and a lot of it has to do with Halloween.
I don't know. I just hear a very negative person. That's all I hear, Carla.
I don't know why this affects you so deeply. Maybe it's because you never won a costume contest as a young lattice, but maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, you think that's it? Do you think you're just bitter from your past Halloween experiences?
Look, only God can judge me. You want to judge me? That's your business.
Well, listen, we just want to know why. You're the one that decided you wanted to call in and take a crap on Halloween and every kid that participates in it. When it's one night a year, what is the big deal?
Right.
You're giving kids some candy.
I have to lose sleep to make some other kid fat?
What? How much sleep are you losing?
What are you talking about?
What are you going to bed at 6 p.m.?
I didn't say that you have to agree with me.
No, I don't think many people do. So I don't know.
Okay, a lot of people are fat.
Well, okay.
Okay, you sound very fat phobic right now. So I'm concerned about your stance
I'm like you're calling names right now.
No, we're not, Carla. That's not what we're doing. But I first of all, you called into our show. You're talking about how much you hate Halloween, and I'm still baffled over here trying to figure out how it affects you so deeply. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And then you're bringing God and religion into it. Like, God's not third mic right now. Like, what are we doing?
It's just that when you texted us yesterday, you were very, very adamant about sharing your views on Halloween. And we said, we're not going to say it for you. If you want to come on the show, you can do it yourself, what you're doing. So there's going to be a little bit of backlash, not just from us, from everybody listening, Carla. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you are 100% entitled to your opinion and your views on any holiday. That's fine. But to go on and just start bashing kids for being fat and blaming Halloween on the obese epidemic, I just disagree with it.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion and I'm entitled to mine.
Okay, that's Carla. True.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but we are collectively here at the radio station, along with the town of Pittsford, we've been sending out proposed bills to county elected officials to introduce a new bill to make it mandatory, where Halloween is not just one night during the month of October, Carla, but every night for all 31 days.
You are so full of it, your eyes are probably brown.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about demonic. All right, Carla. Yeah, he kind of is. But nevertheless, thank you so much for the insight this morning. Really just it set me up for a good day.
I just want to let you know, Carla, we have a woman by the name of Michelle texting in. And she says, it's always the people who are the loneliest and the most depressed who want to ruin the fun for everyone, especially with kids.
If making kids unhealthy makes me not fun, then I'm all right with that.
All right.
Okay, Carla.
Well, I do. We do appreciate you caring for about these kids, Alf. And that's the silver lining here.
Thank you.
All right, Carla. Thanks for calling in. I hope you have a good Halloween.
And have a good day yourself. And parents out there, do better by your kids.
Okay, Carla.
All right. Thanks, Carla.
Bye.
Sounds like she needs a Snickers.
Yeah, she really pumped me up this morning.
You're not you when you're hungry, Carla. Damn.
It's kind of early for that. Sorry, everyone.
Wow. Okay, she's absolutely triggered. So, there's that.
A listener said, Moose and Breezy, I too live in Pittsburgh. Can you please let me know where this woman lives? I have about 75 kids in my neighborhood, and we would love to collectively head to this woman's house to do trick-or-treating tomorrow evening. Thanks. This lady sucks. Just because she's not interested in the holiday, all of a sudden we need to cancel it because she's under the impression that all the kids in this country are obese because of one night out of the year where they eat candy. Give me
a
break.
I'm super confused. She thinks everyone turns diabetic November 1, so I'm like, that's simply not how science works. But okay.
It's like, that was
wild. Take a biology class.
I mean, man. What's going on in Pittsburgh, huh?
I don't think it's Pittsburgh. I think it's just Carla. And also, like, go somewhere. Go to dinner or something. Just make yourself not available.
She's just...
I'm not leaving my house.
All I picture is this older woman peeking through the blinds all night.
Literally. All night.
Waiting for her house to get egg.
Damn kids.
All right.
I'm like, how many times has your house actually been egged? She's like, well, none, yeah. But like, it's coming for sure.
It's definitely probably coming, yeah. 98 PXY.